We celebrate you. Welcome to Lofty Heights Christian Center, a ministry that exists to raise kingdom influencers. As a church, we emphasize three things: the Word, the integrity of it and its ability to transform, the Holy Spirit, His power and demonstration of the same, and love. Love for God, for yourself, and for others. You are about to experience God's undiluted Word from God's servant. Get ready for a transformation.
Glory to God. So tonight I'll be talking about three truths about your healing. Three truths about your healing. Three truths about your healing. You take this truth tonight and you would walk out of there free of anything and anything. Hallelujah. Absolute truth about your healing tonight, about my healing. You know, like I said, it's wrapped up in the name. It's wrapped up in the theme of this meeting tonight, healing rain. There are three truths about rain. Think about it. Number one, rain is free for all. Rain is free for everybody and everybody. And the rain that comes from above is available to all. Number one, it's free for all. Number two, it's available to all. Number three, when it's raining, there is no condition for you to partake of the rain, to be soaked in the rain. I mean, think about the last week. It rained in Regina. When it was raining, did you hear anything that this rain is for somebody? It's for everyone and anyone. Hallelujah. All you need to do is to go out and get soaked in that rain. It was never announced that this rain is for a selected few. Just some people. It's for everyone. So is it with your healing tonight? So is it with your healing tonight? So truth number one tonight, your healing has been paid for. Your healing tonight is absolutely free. It's been paid for. It's absolutely free. It's been paid for. The healing of your body, the healing of your mind, of your finances, anything and anything you want healed tonight, I've got good news for you. Jesus paid for it. Jesus paid for it. Matthew 18:17. Hallelujah. Truth number one, this healing that we're talking about tonight is being paid for. Matthew 18:17. Matthew 8:17. And I'm reading in the Amplified. It says, so that it would be fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He himself took our infirmities and carried away our diseases. Somebody took it upon himself. Jesus Christ took it all. He carried every of our diseases. You don't have to carry any pain anymore from tonight. You don't have to carry any disease because it's been paid for. Isaiah 53:4. It says he bore upon him our sickness, our griefs, everything he paid for it. So you don't have to carry anything. You don't have to pay for it. Jesus paid the price on the cross. So we're encouraging you tonight. Truth number one, your healing is free. It's paid for. I mean, if I give you anything and everything, I say, enjoy it. It's already paid for. You don't need to do any work. You just go ahead and enjoy it. That's the same thing about the healing of God available for you tonight. Truth number two is for all, it's for you, and it's free for all. Like I said, the rain is for how many? Everybody. The healing we're talking about tonight is for everyone in this house. It's not for a selected few. If you look at Matthew 8:16, when evening came, they brought to him many people who were under the power of demons, and he cast out the evil spirit with a word and restored to health how many? All who were sick. He restored to all. I don't know about you, my name is in the hall tonight. He restored to all who were sick. My name is in the hall tonight. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter tonight if you are green, you're white, you're yellow, you're blue, you're black, you're tall. Whatever it is, you fit into the hall. You fit into the hall. The truth number two is for you, it's for everybody. Don't exclude yourself tonight. I don't know about you. I've been sick. I've been well. Well is better. So your truth, the truth tonight is your healing is paid for. And it's for everybody. It's for everybody. Hallelujah. Truth number three, there is no condition to the healing tonight. There is no condition to the healing tonight. We just read Matthew 8:16. He said, and he healed them all. There was no pre-screening to the healing. He did not do any short screening. He didn't ask them, I would only heal you if you have done this. Bible says he healed them all without any condition. So tonight, it doesn't matter how far, it doesn't matter who you are, where you are coming from, in whatever state of life you are, there is no condition to partake of the healing tonight. It's available for you. The only thing is, please believe it. Believe it. And don't tell me tonight you can't believe. I mean, let me ask you, when you walk into this meeting this evening, the chair you're sitting on, how are you sure it was going to hold you? Did you check it? You automatically believe that chair would hold you because it's designed to do what it would do. Can you hear me ask your neighbor, are you very smart? How smart are you? Get a response. How do you know you're smart? How do you know you're smart? Because you have a brain. When was the last time you saw your brain? But you believe you have a brain. Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. All you need to do tonight is to hear. And I'm telling you, the healing is paid for. The healing is for everybody. And there's no condition to your healing. Take it and believe it. And you walk out of here healed tonight. Hallelujah. He healed them all. No pre-screening. No pre-screening. Hallelujah. If you will take this truth tonight, this healing is paid for. It's for me, it's for everyone. And there's no condition. Come as you are. That's what the scripture says. Come as you are tonight. Come as you are tonight. You know, putting these three truths together, my life story, it models this truth tonight. It brings these three truths to life for you. Growing up as a young girl, between the ages of 13 to almost 22, I was afflicted with ulcer. It was a terrible ulcer condition. It was terrible. When I mean terrible, it was terrible. It was so terrible, just like the woman with the issue of blood. You know, they call her the woman with the issue of blood. I was called Osaric. Every friend, every family member called me Osaric. It was terrible. You know, when this ulcer pain starts on Monday, the next time you will see me out of the room will be next week Monday. That's 7 days in a row. They would have to help me to use the bathroom. I would never be able to get up from my bed. It was so terrible. Everywhere I go, I need to have medications in my bag. You can imagine as a young girl, you're in the university trying to like fit in. I mean, I was very, they used to call me portable before the Osaric name. And then, you know, guys around you, they're trying to get to meet you. You're still telling them, don't check me out. These same guys will carry me out of the lecture room back to my room. I would not know how I got back home because the ulcer was terrible. Hallelujah. You can imagine on Christmas Day when everybody is eating food and they are giving you custard. It was that terrible. You know, they will tell you maybe ulcer is peptic or gastric. Mine was everything. If I get up at 6 a.m. and I didn't put any food in my mouth, that's it for the day. I'm done for that day. If I taste anything with a slight of pepper, then, man, I'm in trouble. But one day, just like this, I heard there was a meeting going on in school, and I attended it. And the pastor preached that Jesus paid for my healing. And he preached that there's no condition to it, because, I mean, my life was not all put together. And just like you and I tonight, I attended the meeting, and I came out to be prayed for. The power of God came upon me. And from that day forward, I was healed from ulcer. Oh, glory to Jesus. I'm talking about 20 years ago. I've been healed and I'm still healed of ulcer. How do you know I'm healed? I can go fasting 20 days and nothing is wrong with this tummy. If you come to my house, I'll give you the most spicy food and nothing is wrong. Hallelujah. Why? Because Jesus healed me. There was no condition to this healing. The healing was available and I took it. Hallelujah. Tonight, Jesus has taken your pain. He has taken the sickness. If you're wondering, why do I still have this headache? It's because you don't know it's been taken. But from today, it's been taken. Can I have two people? Please come with a pen or a phone. Just somebody volunteer for me quickly. Come with a pen or a phone, something in your hand. Hallelujah. So imagine, this is friend number one, friend number two. They have their phone. Imagine this phone is representing ulcer. This one is representing headache. This is me representing Jesus tonight. Come on, give me the ulcer. Give me the headache. Where is the headache? It's been taken. Where is the ulcer? It's been taken. Don't leave here tonight going home with it. Somebody paid for it. Come on, say with me, the headache is taken. The cancer is taken. Whatever it is, it's been taken. Hallelujah. While praying tonight, the Holy Spirit told me there will be unprecedented healing, record-breaking healing that will begin to mark the city of Regina. I don't know what you came here with tonight. Believe the truth of God's word, and you would know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So you're free tonight because what happened? Jesus paid for the healing. You're free tonight because, well, the healing is for you. Bible says, while you were yet dead in sin, Jesus took care of it. While you and I were not even yet born, he took care of it. Before you even thought of coming to the University of Regina, he took care of it. So don't let anybody tell you tonight you have to be good before you get healed. Is healing make you good? Seeing how much he would love you and transform your life will change every other thing. Please take your healing tonight. Sickness is not a good thing. Devil is the oppressor. Jesus is the healer. Devil is the oppressor. Jesus is the deliverer. The power of God is here tonight to deliver you. The power of God is here to deliver you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say with me, the pain has been taken. The sickness is taken. Every condition is paid for. And is available for me. It's available for all. There is no condition to it. And so tonight, I'm walking out of here free. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Can you rise on your feet tonight if you believe you're walking out of here free? Hallelujah. Bible says with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Can you begin to confess it tonight? I'm walking out of here free. I'm walking out of here free, free of anything and everything. I'm walking out of here free of any condition because it's been paid for, because it's been taken. Jesus took care of it. Jesus paid for it. There is no condition. Whatever it is that is limiting you, begin to tell that limitation, get off my head. I'm taking all my healing tonight because it's been paid for. It's been paid for. If you want to name that condition, begin to name that condition and say, tonight, you're already taken. I'm not leaving this place with you. You've been taken. I'm not leaving this place with you. I'm not leaving this place with you. Father, we thank you. We give you praise and glory. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you because we know the truth and it's setting everyone free tonight. We know it's taken. We know it's all paid for. We know it's available for us all. And we know there's no condition to it. We declare we're all living here tonight, whole and free, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Hallelujah.
We trust God that this ministration blessed your life tremendously. Do share your testimony and experience with us by emailing us at hello@myloftyheightsglobal.org. For more life-transforming messages from our ministry, please visit and subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can also stay connected with us across our social media platforms at My Lofty Heights. To give to our ministry, please visit our website. We love you, we honor you, and we celebrate you.